A fruit fly, for example, what does he look like? Or is it a he?
It could be a she as well, it depends. But again, they're very tiny. The body size, about 2 mil. And then the wingspan, sort of 3 to 4 mil. They've got a slight humpback, a striped thorax, and they fly quite slowly on that one.
Okay, and then your common housefly, is he's bigger, obviously, and he sometimes makes noise.
A little bit. Generally, not so much for the noise. The noisier flies will be blowflies, your blue bottles and your green bottles. Your houseflies are sort of a medium size. They're about 6-7 mil. And you're generally going to find them. The common houseflies generally are in rubbish bins and that sort of thing. And it comes into the home quite readily because we usually leave our bins, especially our outside bins, quite near to our doors. And in warmer weather, we open our doors and windows and then the flies just migrate in.
Yeah. I know I'm going off on a bit of a tangent here for a second, but you know the way we all have to, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, I'm happy to do it, we all have to sort of have a separate bin in our homes now, in our kitchens, for food waste.
Yes.
I often wonder about, you know, is that really attracting flies as well?
See, yeah, it can do. It's like anything with waste, because if you think about a fly is sort of nature's bin man. They're there to break down decomposing matter of different types, depending on species. So our food can be very, very attractive to a large number of flies. So it's just making sure that your waste like that is emptied regularly into your larger receptacle bin outside, and that the bin that's kept inside sort of cleaned quite regularly for any sort of spillages or food debris that can get attached to it. Especially if you've got your children like me, you find all sorts in and on the bin. It's readily, it's a food attractant for flies, and also can become a breeding site as well.
Now, what caught my attention from the Rentokil press release, Richard, I must admit, is when I read down through it, you know, we all say, okay, flies are a nuisance, they're a pest, they come in the window during the summer, it's the price you pay for warmer weather, blah, blah, blah. Most people aren't too bothered about it. But when I read down through your press release, a lot of these flies are carrying bugs that can give us things like diarrhea and stomach upset and stuff like that. So that's where it gets kind of serious.
Yeah, it is. And the problem with flies, like a lot of flies we've talked about, but especially house flies and the blowflies, the blue bottles and the green bottles, they've got what we call sponging mouthparts, but they feed on solid food. And so in order to feed, they have to regurgitate. They have to vomit up their stomach contents onto the food to make it into like a soup, and then they suck it back up. But again, because they're generally protein feeders, they can't distinguish between raw and cooked. You get a lot of bacterial transfer that way. They can't differentiate between your food and then food that's passed through an animal outside in their droppings. So that's where you're getting a lot of bacteria transfer from, literally from their gut, but also because flies are quite, they've got quite a lot of little hairs on their body. And these are great for bacteria to hitch a ride on. And this is why we get a lot of contamination. So flies are quite hazardous, especially when we've got warmer weather in the summer. And that's, again, when our food poisoning cases go up, again, in the summer. But it's because it's better temperatures for the bacteria to breed and multiply to.
So this might sound a bit extreme, but let's say you're sitting out in the garden and you're having a slice of pizza. If a fly lands on it, are you better off to throw it out to be on the safe side?
No. I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't. I just don't leave it sitting there for long periods of time.
Okay.
The thing is, again, just the way society's changed. If you think, meat used to hang up in shops, your ham and stuff, and be carved. It now comes in fridges and pre-sealed packs, and there's more additives and stuff like that. We've changed a lot, our behaviours as a society. And maybe a lot of it's down to immunity as well. If you think about all our different soaps and hand washing stuff, we've got a lot of antibacterials, a lot of sanitising products that we didn't have before. So maybe a little bit fits down to immunity. But if you're eating outside and a fly lands briefly on your food, I wouldn't worry about it because it's not really had time to try and assimilate your food.
Okay, so but it's probably better off if you are having, we'll say, having people over and it's a nice day and you eat out, don't leave the food outside for too long.
Yeah, and if you can, sort of use some sort of covering framework over the food, if possible. It's nice sort of little hessian things you can put over bowls and stuff like that, which is going to protect it from flies landing on it. But yeah, if you serve the food inside and bring it out, then it's probably a lot better than leaving it there.
Okay. Another thing that Rentokil recommends, and I must say that I would find this particularly hard, is to keep keep doors closed during the hot weather and windows closed. But that's kind of hard, you know, when it's very hot.
It's very, very hard. But that's the thing. It's access in. So if you are keeping your doors and windows open, then pull your blinds and curtains, because it's acting as a physical barrier then. You're still going to get airflow through. It's one of those things, like, especially when you're looking to control insects. Insects are very, very tiny. So by doing this, you're only going to limit the control anyway. Because at some point, you're going to open doors, especially, as you said, in the summer weather, when you're going inside and out quite a lot, the doors are going to be open. It's just one of those things. But it's just to try and limit it.
To try and limit it. And now, what about ants? We've had a lot of people in touch with us, and I think you were talking to us a while ago as well, yourself, Richard, about ant invasions. But do they carry the same kind of bacteria, or are they sort of safer from a hygiene and medical point of view?
They're generally quite safer because the way they've got biting, chewing mouth parts, so they're not as bad for bacterial transfer, especially things like the black garden ant, who are generally reasonably sanitary areas. So ants are the lesser of two evils when it comes to the ants and the flies.
Okay. What does Rentokil typically do if someone rings up and says, I've had a really bad fly infestation in my home or business? How do you get rid of them?
So ideally, the first thing we've got to do is come and have a survey, have a look, identify the fly species. That's key. If we can identify the species, then we're looking for a source or a food source or a breeding site. And then it's eliminating the breeding site, which will take away the earlier life stages. So when you look at a fly, it's a very similar life state cycle. It's the same type of life cycle as a butterfly. So you have an egg. This hatches out into what we call a maggot, which is the larvae stage. When the larvae is ready, it then develops into a chrysalis, which is the pupa stage. And then when that hatches out, you get the adult fly. So by removing the breeding site, you're taking away the earlier life stages, and then we'd use insecticide or light traps to knock down the adults.
And that usually gets rid of them?
And that will get rid of it, yeah. It's when you don't get to the source of the infestation. Like fly spray, come out and do a fly spray, it's going to kill the adults, but it's not going to get rid of the eggs, larvae and pupae.
Okay, so you've got to knock them off at source, as it were.
Ideally, yeah.
And, you know, just coming back to the statistic that 30% of your total call-outs for January, February and March were Kerry, does that cover both businesses and homes, Richard?
Yes.
It does. So of course, they're a huge plague for businesses, particularly if you're serving food.
Exactly, yeah. Businesses, pharmaceuticals, any sort of anything at the end of the day that's going for human consumption, we have to protect. So, yeah, there are large risks to anything like that just because of the risk of bacterial transfer.
Yeah, and I'd imagine that the health and safety people, the health inspectors would come down on you like a ton of bricks if there was any sign of flies.
Yeah, there's regulation stuff that the Food Safety Authority of Ireland put in place, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland Act 1998, and the Environment Health Officers are out auditing to that specification and just making sure people have got stuff in place. And looking at all the different sort of things, from the cleaning to the pest control to air exchange and all that sort of thing.
A question for you, Richard, from a listener who says that a tiny black bee has landed on their windowsill and is there all year round. What can I use to get rid of it?
Oh, now, if it's a tiny bee, it could, and if it's external, it could well be a masonry bee. And these are a species, a solitary bee, that bore into the rendering and the sort of weak and pointing in blockwork, and they just sort of lay their egg and feed their larvae, and then they come out. Sometimes you get them in large numbers, but they're solitary. It can be as simple as just getting a professional in with a light chemical, but best again to get somebody to come out and identify it properly.
Okay, but I mean, it's not going to do you any harm, is it?
No, it shouldn't be, not if they get them all year round, but it's just, again, looking at, if it is masonry bins, then it's looking at a treatment and looking to get the block work in the area repointed, and then that will solve the problem coming in future years.
Another listener is asking you, how do you stop moths from coming into your home, and why is it that when you kill them, two more appear?
Again, it will depend what species of moth, but at this time of year, especially when it's a bit warm. If we've got our windows open and our lights on, it's the light that attracts moths. So it's another one. Again, keep your blinds and stuff closed, and that will help it. If it's a textile moth, because we've got two species of moths that will readily feed on a protein called keratin, which you find in natural fibres and wool carpets, and they're the ones who eat your lovely angora and blarney woolen mill jumpers. These guys, and the evoca stuff as well, these guys feed on keratin. So when we're looking at these, it's all about cleaning and then doing an insecticidal treatment to knock down the adults.
Okay. So just a final point, Richard, for people who want to avoid, I think, you know, as I said at the outset, people don't mind the flies themselves, but when they're starting to carry bacteria that could, you know, infect you and give you a nasty tummy bug, that's when it gets serious. So the best thing to do really is clean up spillages, don't have food lying around near dustbins, that type of thing.
Exactly. It's all about housekeeping and cleaning as you're going. And if you eliminate the food, you pretty much eliminate the pest.
Very good. Well, listen, good to talk to you as always, Richard.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Bye-bye.
That's Richard Faulkner there, who is technical field consultant with Rentokil, talking about the fly infestations, a problem in many counties around Ireland in the last couple of months, since the start of the year, in fact, because as Richard said, we've had unseasonably high temperatures during the spring this year. But Kerry leads the way. There's been 30% of their call-outs have come from people in Kerry, both business premises and regular householders wanting them to get rid of flies after an invasion or an infestation of flies. So just something to think about, especially if you're planning on hosting a barbecue or anything like that over the bank holiday weekend, which is coming. We're supposed to get nice weather, so I'm sure lots of you will be entertaining. So something to bear in mind. I think a clean up as you go is a great tip to sum it all up there from Richard. Don't be leaving food or drink spillages around the place, and that'll minimise your chances of, or maximise your chances of not having flies, I should say. If you've any thoughts about that, by